Here we go. Truth tellers, man.
Mouse.
We got a few guests here.
Mouse.
What is that?
Mouse.
And we got the kids.
And we got the shorties here with us. Ooh, yeah. I don't like mice.
We got a little homie on the beat.
I don't like mice. I don't like those. I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared. Yeah, you're going to scare me and I'm going to run.
He's talking to her sleep.
Hey, but we got a couple guests in here, man.
Man, we got
Madman here. We got Marissa in this bitch. Got our two guests in here. Got our homie Vince in
modern day trippy hippie Vince.
I'm saying we got our nigga Brandon in this bitch. We come over here and introduce himself. Dude ass look like KD. Nope. Never seen him before in my life. What's up, dude?
Actually,
you want to be part of this podcast, too? Yeah, you want to be part of this podcast? The semi truck.
Come on, yourself.
Ryan, eat your food.
You homies freestyle?
No.
What up?
I'm not a rapper.
No, but just fuck around freestyle.
Nope.
That's not JJ.
Cypher
for the podcast.
Nope. I don't freestyle. I don't rap. I don't write.
Come on, bro.
You can
produce. Come on. Let's fuck around.
JJ on the beat.
Come on. Let's have some fun, bro.
That's not JJ.
Look, JJ on the beat.
JJ. I just met you, but I know you lying to me.
Nope, I'm not. If you would have caught me like 10 years ago, yeah.
Shit, why can't I catch you now?
What's up?
Why can't I catch you now?
I'm too grown now.
No.
Too grown now.
You're not too grown up.
Where is it? Where is it? How you gonna try to make me get in the car? You don't tell me where it's at. That's the Suburban.
You said you're gonna try to make me get in the car.
Where is it? Where is it? That's not the Jeep. That's not it. That is the Suburban.
Yeah, the Jeep.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, look at him. Hold on.
Trying to yell at me. That's the Suburban. Yeah. Yes, there we go. See why you're just yelling at me.
He said, I'll switch the subject.
He's like, you know what? Look. What do you want to talk about, man?
Ryan, what's on your mind?
That's what I want to know.
Jamming?
Yeah, Ryan. Hey, bro. Never that. Everything but that.
Come on, it's okay. Bro, I'm not in this cat, bro.
Hey, dude. Hey, show them that one song, bro.
I don't know what the fuck it was called. It just popped up, bro. It's got a bunch of shit.
Hey, shout out, homie. Who was that? What's his name?
Nate Johnson.
Nate Johnson. Y'all can shout him out.
Hey, man, you listen to this podcast, bro? Put me on a remix.
To my puppy on the remix.
Here, shit. I don't even know what the name of that song was.
This podcast going for 4 minutes.
Yeah, because we just listened to that song.
And nobody said nothing.
We listened to that song.
Anybody outside?
That one, it was that one. No, it's Dear Dad. That's what
you got some merchandise you want to sell. Please tag
the truth. Oh yeah. Hold on, pause the music. Let's talk about that.
About this riot and shit.
Let's definitely talk about that shit.
Oh,
it is
God.
A riot.
Say about that.
Let's
Come
definitely
on.
Talk about that.
Okay. You gonna talk about the protest or a riot? What you gonna call it?
Whatever the fuck.
The shit. The same shit.
Oh, me, I'm gonna it's tell not. If we talk about the riot and everything. I've never been so happy to see the whole community come together in one, every single race, to stand up for what we're all doing right now. Not to mention, too, 2 days ago, I saw a video. One of the police pepper spraying a 9 year old. And again, I don't care about race, but if I'm gonna say a white girl, but go figure, who do you think was the first responders to help her? A huge homie, and obviously darker color. And again, I don't care for that, but again, helping her, putting milk in her face, giving her water, everything. Every color of the race was there to help. And you think a single cop was there? Nah, they're still pushing all of us back and throwing us on the floor.
I think all this shit's funny.
Hey, bye, too. Thank you.
I think all this shit's funny because, like me and Meme was saying earlier, everybody's gonna have to pay for all this shit right back to get rebuilt. Everybody's stupid as fuck doing all this rioting.
I got something to say after.
This rioting, looting. Everybody's gonna have to pay for all this shit to get fixed.
That's tax money.
All this shit for the pay for them.
On me though, I'm gonna jump into that. I do agree. Yeah, we gotta pay for it. But hear me out though. Most of these corporations that are getting tackled on and getting looted and everything, they are the main corporations.
Yeah, but they're not losing shit. Y'all doing this for what? These are billion-dollar corporations. Y'all stealing $1,000 worth of merchandise.
I understand.
What the fuck is that doing? Now, they're laughing at all these people losing shit.
No, but that's the point, though. But that's the thing. And there was literally a tweet from, I forgot which main corporation, but literally a hella people are outraged from all the people fucking outraged and, like, jumping through all these different buildings, looting, this, that, the other. But that's the thing. I forgot the name of the main corporation. I wish I knew. But regardless, one of them literally reached out the main CEO and was like, you know what? They can destroy all of them. We can rebuild them. We can't bring this man back.
Yep.
And that's what it comes down to.
Yep, y'all doing all this shit for no reason.
No, like there's so many
layers. I'm gonna be done rioting and done stealing all this shit. And dude is still dead. Ain't nothing happened. Y'all did this for nothing.
If y'all got TV.
Why wasn't nobody rioting when this nigga was kneeling on him? Why wasn't nobody doing this shit then? Why didn't nobody rush the police then? Now y'all got something to talk about. Now y'all want to fight.
Well, I'll be real, bro. The biggest thing that also gets me with this shit is motherfuckers that want to be like, oh yeah, Martin Luther King stood for peace when you're doing a stand.
Yep, he stood for peace and got his ass popped.
Exactly.
Ass smoked.
Right there. No, literally, right there, bro. I agree 110%, and that's what it was. Homie was the first one for the peace to do the protests and everything. And what did that get him? Exactly, shot. And it's bullshit. So now again, it's 2020. We're going for the peace. We're going for that. We're saying exactly what we want. We want justice. But you think we're getting that? No,
man,
bro.
Like I said before, this country was never meant for us, bro. This shit, we're not meant to be here. Man, this shit is not for us. This shit was never meant for us. Ain't nothing about this country for us. Nothing.
Well, if you think about it, well, how lit Africa would be. Akon the president already.
Yeah.
Oh my god, forget about that shit.
Yeah.
And
we just
go to Africa and smoke an African
like
comic music.
Yeah, right. This shit ain't for us, man.
And they
gonna miss us when we
gone.
Of course.
I
love how they tell us to go back to Africa like we chose to fucking come here.
I mean, real quick.
Like we kidnapped ourselves and came. Y'all stupid fucks brought us here.
Real quick though, what? I'm
not scared of us.
I'll be real quick. Just stay on the topic. But my real thing is, but that kills me is, we have all these riots going on. That's the main news. That's everything anyone is talking about. But what the fuck happened to Corona?
Yeah.
I thought this shit was still extended. Yep. Like, what happened? Now we're all out. No masks. Yeah. We're doing our thing. What happened?
Ain't nobody heard nothing about coronavirus.
Right. So, like, goofy. Like, so not what happened behind that?
Not nothing.
By July, and nobody don't die. That's what it means.
By June 1st, if don't nobody die. Motherfuckers been riding for fucking die. 4 days.
My ass got, and I'll call myself out, my ass got respiratory problems and
I
shit.
I do too. I got asthma and everything.
Exactly, yeah. I got all that shit too, bro. I've been working with my homie, doing construction work, this, that, the other. I'm around all these motherfuckers going in the stores, in, out, the other, Home Depot, this, that, the other. Mm-hmm. Not once have I had a problem. Not once have I had a problem. And they say, look out for the people with respiratory problems. But you hear one respiratory problem person coming up in the hospitals? No, never. Because this is all bullshit.
I'm not going to lie, man. Look, your brain's a powerful thing. I feel like a lot of these people don't have coronavirus. I feel like they say that shit just to scare people. So people react and be like, I have coronavirus and not do this and not do this and not do this. Well, I don't think a lot. I honestly don't think that shit is real. Honestly, if you want me to tell the truth.
And that's the thing.
And just telling people that shit. Just like how they was getting paid to say people are dying from this. So if y'all getting paid to say people dying from it, y'all definitely getting paid to say people have it. Y'all definitely getting paid to lie and say people have this shit.
100%, bro.
Just so people have to fucking be quarantined. Just so we about to do shit.
All the celebrities that have this shit got rid of this.
Yes.
Shit.
Nobody has
no. You gotta have money to get rid of this.
Like, come on, bro. That shit is bullshit.
Ain't no girl.
This shit is bullshit.
Every celebrity and basketball player is cured.
Shit, I'll be real with it right now. Like, my mom, she didn't feel good. Like, maybe what, like 2 weeks ago? Shit, her ass, because my mom's kind of a tweak. Like, she OG tweak. Anything that fucks with her, she's like, oh, it's the worst case scenario.
Right.
So, with that being said, she thought she had the corona, this, that, the other. Don't get me wrong, though. The symptoms, it kind of seemed like it was the case and everything, but I was around it the entire time. Mm-hmm. I have a weak respiratory system and everything. But go figure, boom, 2 weeks later, she's cool. And I'm cool. I have nothing wrong with me. Yeah. Like, this shit is all to make money.
Yep.
It's all numbers.
That's all it's ever been.
All we are in numbers.
Yep. That's all it's ever been, man. As I be saying today, this shit's just... They just saying this shit just to say it, so it sound good. Because motherfuckers believe it. Everybody believe it.
If you think about
it's
it.
It's the coronavirus. It's the coronavirus.
Motherfuckers call corona and got a check for this shit, though.
Yeah.
Everybody laid off getting a big ass unemployment check.
Yep.
And now they send out stimulus check for 1,200 people.
That you still gotta pay
now
back.
Now y'all looting.
That you gotta pay back.
Gas went down to $1. All this shit over with, they finna tax the fuck out of us. They giving us money for free.
That we gotta pay back.
But I'll be
it's
real.
It's not for free shit. We have to pay that back. What are our taxes?
Bro, me, real quick.
Now they looting.
And now y'all looting. That y'all gotta pay all this shit back that y'all dumbasses just stole. Y'all gotta pay all that shit back.
On me, man, JJ, I agree with both of you. 110%. It comes
back. Hit our ass.
Right. It comes back around where it hurt. You're right. It does. But at the end of the day, though, think about it. Sweden, all these other countries, all these other motherfuckers we look up to in the sense of free healthcare, free this, free that. It didn't start until the whole people grew against the government and overthrew them.
But this is the difference between overthrowing your government and following the leader. They're not trying to overthrow the government and speak out against what's happening. People are just doing shit because other people are fucking doing it. Looting and rioting has not solved anything. Never. Never in the history of humans.
Yeah,
never.
Martin Luther King, though, bro.
What did that solve? What did it solve?
No, but that's the point, though. But hear me out.
He made it seem like it solved because something changed. It didn't solve anything. Shit just changed a little bit.
Real quick.
That's it.
Please, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
But that's my thing, though, with Martin Luther King, though. He was all about peaceful
that
protesting
shit didn't solve nothing.
And that's all but that's the point. That's why we got all these problems. So again, I get where you're coming with the whole buildings, we gotta repaint it, but bro, all we've done has been peaceful.
That's
so
fine.
How long do we gotta be peaceful
it's not about what we have to do no more as us doing anything to a corporation. We need to take out the individual that is behind it. Fuck the corporation. The corporation has to listen to somebody. These orders are coming from somebody.
Right.
Somebody is telling us this. So if we can overthrow them, the rest of the people are going to fall like dominoes. You see what I'm saying? If you take out the king, everybody has to follow the fucking leader. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Follow that shit that we all if we straight.
Look, if we all agree to take, like everybody's saying, nobody likes Donald Trump, nobody blah, blah. Why ain't nobody killed this nigga? Why has nobody killed him?
But that's because I'm gonna add to that.
Bro, that shit ain't popping for president no more.
No, man.
After day of cash, stop.
Yes, it is.
I'm gonna agree with JJ because that's what it is. Literally, though, but that's the point, though. Why do you think
it's not impossible?
No. Why do you think all these other presidents got assassinated?
Yes,
because they wanted to do the right thing and they broke out
that's
of
what
that
it was.
Stigma.
That's what it was.
And then literally, because
this nigga is some follow the leader ass motherfucker. He's just doing anything, so they're not gonna take him out. This shit is not no outrage. This shit that's going on is not no outrage, bro. This shit is a distraction, bro. This is not no outrage.
That's what Corona was, though, bro. This ain't no distraction anymore,
this
though.
Is.
I'll be real, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I agreed with everything.
It's building, bro. It's building. Check me out. First it started when that police had killed that dude. What's his name? Trayvon Martin. Wasn't that the first dude? Wasn't that the first one that was ever killed?
I don't know. It started
with him.
Then what
everybody started doing, wearing hoodies and doing all this marching shit. Da 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 da. I was about to say, what happened? The police killed somebody else. What happened? Everybody starts following this dude, doing all this other shit. What's his name? Colin Kaepernick started kneeling. This is for this. Everybody else started following the fucking leader, doing what this dude is doing. What has changed?
But, bro, but that's the thing.
Nothing.
But literally what you just said, though, that football player you just said, he didn't kneel for all the people that have died from right. being kneeled on their throat.
No, he just died. He just for the people being killed by the police. But I'm saying, but still, what has that solved? What has that done? Nothing.
And again, it's not gonna do anything. And that's why it goes back to again, bro. Everyone's been peaceful. Everyone is trying to do everything they can to do a peaceful protest. But that's the problem.
That's why I say you gotta kill them. Yeah. There's no being peaceful.
Yeah. No. Literally, bro.
We didn't peaceful showed that that means nothing. We can be peaceful all fucking day. What does that mean? We be peaceful. It's an issue. We don't say nothing. It's an issue. We talk. It's a fucking issue. So we have to take action.
I agree, 100%.
Fuck looting and rioting and doing all this to these million-dollar corporations that are going to bounce back from it. Like, these dumb fucks never heard of insurance. Y'all stealing all their shit, and they have insurance, you dumb fucks. They're going to have to... They're going to get all this shit right back to them. Right back to them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing all this right for nothing. To see it right back to y'all after y'all just stole it.
But you think about it, Jamie. You talk about... Kill Trump. Think about that. You dome Trump as you know dude, as a war between blacks and whites.
It's not hard to kill nobody, dude.
It's not. You think it's not hard to kill Trump?
It's not hard to kill nobody.
You can't put that.
Yes, you can.
Fuck no, him.
Yes, you can.
You go to jail. Go to jail.
You're not gonna go to jail. I'm not talking about. I want to fucking kill him. I didn't say I want to do it. I don't give a fuck about dude.
That's your business. That's your shit. No, I feel that, bro. And then not like we were been talking about that shit. Just
so I'm saying it ain't like I'm. Yeah. It ain't like I'm plotting on doing it. Like, oh, let's fucking do. I didn't fucking say I want to do it.
Yeah, no, motherfuckers be goofy. I said it's shit. Possible. No, I agree. Fucking, right.
It's possible to kill. Boy, how much security that man get?
Honestly, though, I'll be real. All hell.
I'm sure, it's not easy.
All hell went loose as soon as Trump fucking put his little dick in the White Office, bro.
What
the fuck is you doing?
This cat right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking,
But yeah, I don't. Like I said, it's not me. I don't want to.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck about dude. He didn't do nothing to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? It'll but if somebody wanted war. To, yeah, it'll be a big ass war, but it's possible. It's possible.
Dude, it's already a war. They said they couldn't kill
El Chapo. Look what happened. Dude is in jail.
Bro, it's already a war, bro.
It's like, hard being black in America.
Mm hmm.
It's hard being black and
white. It's always hey, been hard.
I agree. Never denied that.
It's always been hard.
Have you seen that video of that white lady talking to other white people talking about if you want to be treated like blacks, raise your hand, and nobody raised their hand?
Yeah. Yep.
She told some real shit right there.
Yeah, like, she did.
I'll be real, though.
She's like, so why do y'all treat them like that? And everybody's just like...
Looking stupid.
Right.
Like, now we start acting crazy and busting back, then we in the room.
Yep,
that's exactly
what, that's what
right.
I said. Just kill him.
Then we wrong.
I don't care. No matter what we do, we wrong. Regardless, no matter what we do, it's going to be wrong. So we might as well.
Do the wrong thing.
Like Kevin Gates said, we either die or go to jail. What the fuck can you tell us, bro?
Shit.
Y'all either gonna kill us or y'all gonna take us to jail, bro.
I mean, though,
there's no in between.
And that's what's fucked up.
There's no in between. We're either going to jail or we're gonna die. It's one or the other. So, what the fuck? What the fuck? I might as well take my chance.
You might as well.
Like, what the fuck? Or just stay out the way.
You can't.
Yeah, bro, that's the thing, too. I'll be real. With all this shit going on, the riots, everything, I had one of my homies out in the city, like around the Bean and shit, where all that shit was really popping the fuck off. And it was, like, 2 days ago, homie, on his Snapchat, he's literally filming. It's, like, 50, 60 cops set up in a line with, like, fucking 100 of the casualties and just people that live in that area, bro, just the community all together. Literally, he got it on camera. First person to throw a punch was a cop. Boom. Swarm, bro. Swarm. And at this point, he's still sitting there. He came out from the suburbs just to videotape it for documentation to really show what's going on.
Right.
And literally, this homie's like 20 feet away from this whole fight. Boom. One of these cops busts out the whole fucking circle and starts charging him. Charging. No, I mean, this man seeing red at this point has to be. Charges out looking right at him. And literally, he got his on video. He's turning. He's running. He's like, dude, I just filmed it. I didn't do nothing. What the hell? Boom. Crashed into the floor, tackled him, boom. Whole Snapchat cuts out. See the next one? He's arrested, locked up, what fucking bruises fuck? All over his knuckles and everything, hand and everything.
Yep. That's the perks of being black in America.
You know the perks of being that's black. The perks.
Nah,
bro.
What
you think about it, I love being black in America.
I love it.
Y'all fear us.
I love, but look, this
so
is
y'all
the thing.
Kill us.
Look, this is the thing. This is what I was telling my white people, bro. It's not that white people fear us. It's not that white people scared of us. That's not what it is, bro. Yeah. This is the thing, bro. White people love us so much, and they want to be like us so much that they can't, and it pisses them off, bro.
So basically, it's how you get rid of us to be us.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I mean,
say I'm lying.
10 out of 10.
Say I'm lying.
No, I'm going to agree 10 out of
10. Have to be
when
agree.
The fuck have white people ever had dreadlocks, bro? When? Ever. Ever.
Nail on the head right there.
Ever.
Nail on the head right there.
When the fuck did white people start tattooing themselves and putting marks and shit all over their faces and shit? Ever. The Europeans didn't do that shit, bro.
On my soul.
They didn't do that shit.
Yeah.
That shit came from us.
Right.
They want to be like us so much that it drives them crazy, bro. So it drives them nuts, bro. That's all it is. Just think about it.
They want
to They listen to all our music low-key as fuck, bro. Low-key as fuck. White people love our music, bro.
Oh,
they love,
like a motherfucker,
they love that shit. Let them be in the crib. They be saying nigga like a motherfucker, bro. White people love us, dude. Them motherfuckers love us, dude. Real like talk. They want to fucking eat like us. They want to have fat asses like our women and titties like our women. They want to have fucking dreads and wear braids and wear do-rags and do all this shit. This shit that black women, y'all don't do this. This is not y'all culture, bro. Y'all did not do this ever. And y'all history of white people, never. That's not y'all's. That's what it is, bro. That's their issue. They love us that much, and it drives them crazy that they just can't be us, no matter what they do.
And I'll be real,
they
bro,
go get Botox and implants, and that shit don't look right. And you like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
I agree. Because
they want to be like us. Y'all want to tan and darken y'all skin and look like us. But y'all talk about us. Y'all go get lips injections to have fatter lips like us, but talk about us for having it. You see what I'm saying? Y'all go get extensions and wear weaves and shit like black bitches do.
Right.
Y'all don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is.
I'll be real, though, bro. Another big stigma. I'll be real. I will put in parentheses stigma for the homies that want to listen. This is the way
you know,
I look at it.
We got slow followers. They know what a stigma means. Nah.
I got
the Wayne song.
Nah, but honestly, bro, this all shit. White homies want to be the black when it started. The festival started opening up,
yes.
And then they want to start grabbing the drugs, start trapping, and they're like, "Oh yeah, we know what's good."
They just want to trap motherfuckers. All the white motherfuckers want to talk like us, dress like us.
On me though, do everything.
Like, come on, bro.
Everything, bro.
Wanna cook how we cook and make shit how we make. Wanna bar, like, come on, bro. That is art. White people do not
bro,
do that, bro.
Pick our ass off.
That's it. That's all they've been trying to do.
100%.
That's it. That's why they've been letting us be equal. That's why we've been equal. That's why we've been able to do shit and change and educate ourselves. And that's why. So they can be like, we don't treat them no type of way. We treat them how we treat ourselves.
I'm a soul.
No, bro. No, nigga. It's a setup, bro. That's how it always been. They've always looked at us like that, bro. We've always been. It's not that we're a threat. It's just that they can't be us. Envy is a motherfucker, bro. Envy will drive you crazy, bro. That's all it is.
To edit this shit, though, dude, that really had me kind of blown. At least take it back real quick to the whole fucking rioting and shit going on. You homie saw the post with the one homie that was on a horse.
Yeah.
And people said stole a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got put on. It's the real truth of it. Nah, and that's the fucked up.
Yeah.
Technicality of this bullshit that we're literally fighting for right now. Everyone said, oh yeah, homie stole the horse because he's dark.
Yeah.
He stole the horse. Nah. And then you see the real pose. No, this man literally has his own sanctuary. He trains horses. He does this. He does that. Like, this man got everything going for him. And he came out with his horse to show what was good.
Did you see the
and
video?
People jump.
You saw the video I just shared with that old white dude that I was just showing you in my career?
Nah, look.
Dude got his ass beat. Dude is outside. Hey. The paramedics.
Was it the guy with the fucking crossbow?
Yes.
Yeah,
he said it was two African American men. They showed the video. There's not one black person over there.
Everybody
over there.
Put that, bro. Yes, literally.
He said it was two African American men.
He put me to the window.
It ain't one dude.
I said,
one
all
black
life matters. They whooped my ass.
I just think, honestly, bro, I find like this whole racist shit like. I won't say it. I won't say it doesn't bother me, but I just don't care for it.
You get used to it.
It's not that I'm even used to it. I've never had an altercation with the police. I was just telling Marissa this the other day. I've never, ever had, never in my life have the police ever fucking hemmed me up or fucking slammed me or put never in my life, nigga. Never. Not one time.
Yeah, same. All my homies have.
All my homies. Every homie I got has an
altercation. Go back, beat my ass for a muffin.
Never, bro. The police ain't never done it to me. Never.
Oh,
nigga.
Hell. You said for a muffin?
A muffin, bro. Oh, in the hallway. Somebody throw a muffin. I see that bitch. It's Matt the post off Dan in the lip. I'm laughing. I'm dying. He look at me. He slammed me into the locker. My stomach hit the combination. He put his knee in my back. Boom, boom. I'm already hemmed up.
Right.
So he put his knee in my back. He urged me to the ground. Head first. Boom. Jump on my back. Put me in handcuffs.
Never.
For a muffin, I ain't throw.
Never.
Shit, bro. I've been arrested. I've been through that before, bro. I remember fucking...
you whooped my ass for a muffin, bro. You know how mad you'd be up a muffin? I'm fucking muffin, my nigga.
I've never, ever. Never. I've never been, like, manhandled. Never, nigga. Never.
Shit, I wish, bro.
Maybe that's just me, just because I just be on some, like...
I was going to say...
If y'all going to arrest me, then that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's cool. I'm not going to give y'all no hard time. Maybe that's just me.
Nah, bro, I done that shit, bro. I was at the high school, bro. I was sipping hard liquor, bro. My fucking D, I ran into his little short ass, bro. His ass built like a fucking goblin, you feel me, bro? Like, I ran into his ass. He said, Vince. I said, no. I climbed up that fence real quick, bro. I hopped out that bitch. I ran, and then literally not even like 5 minutes later, the cops found my ass, bro. Hard as hell, and at the time, I went through some shit of like punching shit when I get pissed, you feel me? So at this point, I got like a screw on my index finger. I got a fucking, my whole right pinky's fractured and shit, all fucked up. So at this point, bro, homie scoops me and shit. He's like, yeah, we saw you at the high school trying to run. I'm like, nah, never that. That wasn't me. You got no proof. What do you mean? And he was like, yeah, right. And then at this point, dude fucking tackles me on the floor. Because as I'm saying this, I'm running. I'm running, bro. Homie tackles me, bro. Straight into the floor, handcuffs my shit. I'm like, bro, all right, that's fine. You got me. That's cool. That's fine. I'll be all cooperative. But just fucking, dude, my shit, I'm in a whole screw of my finger. My shit's fractured. Like, come on. They said, nah, we don't give a fuck, bro. Put me in the cuffs and literally picked me up from the cuffs, bro. No, literally, like, homie was dragging me from the cuffs, bro, ripping my shit apart. With me in that bitch, bro. I got scooped at about like 5 a.m, bro, from the OGs. And you know damn well that shit don't go well.
That whole car ride home.
Oh, no, not even the call. Dude, I'm still fucked up, bro. I'm sitting in the fucking, I'm sitting in that bitch all fucked up at the table looking at the fucking, the main homie that arrested me. He's pacing back and forth. I'm like, bro, I'm fucking 17. You got anything else better to do? I'm stuck in here. Where am I gonna go? Like, what are you doing? And at this point, he's like, yeah, you got a lot of shit to say for a dirtbag, the little juvenile. I'm glad I caught you. I'm like, yeah, you're goofy. Like, yeah, funny. Say all that. Wait for my mom to come. Dude, my mom used to be a Latin queen, you feel me? Yeah. My dad was Latin king type shit. Yeah. So, bro, my mom came through. Oh, my God, bro. I'm like 5 doors.
Oh, yeah, I believe you.
I'm 5 doors deep in the bitch, and I already hear her screaming from the first one, bro.
I definitely believe
Big
you.
Homie comes, or my mom comes through. She says, "Fuck all you motherfuckers. He's hurt. This, that, the other." And then they're like, "All right, ma'am. Well, that's understandable, but your son needs to go to court. He's gotta go in like the next week." And I was like, "All right, fine, fuck you, motherfuckers, we'll be there." And I'm like, I'm all fucked up. I'm like, "Hell yeah, mom, yeah!" As I'm all turns and shit, and fucking yeah, bro. I went to that bitch like, dude, I got lucky as hell, bro. I ain't gonna say it on the shits, but it dropped a lot to get out of that because that was I got 2 possessions of alcohol in the same week, bro. And I was 17, like 16.
Yeah,
like a fucking idiot, bro. And I had the same judge, go figure, for each case. I was hoping it'd be a different one, but that was not the case. So at this point.
Right, just your fucking luck.
Oh, me, bro. I dropped that, dropped the extra bread and fucking, luckily enough, had to just do fucking drug and alcohol rehab type shit for like, maybe like a month?
Yeah.
And then I was good and type shit.
The good days. I miss high school.
You talk about the good days.
I miss high school.
Tell us your high school story, JJ.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
You got stories. I know you do.
Yeah, we all got stories. I'll be real. I got another. I can tell you guys how I left Schaumburg or Elk Grove to Schaumburg.
That day, I ain't left Hoffman.
Oh, what, JJ? Come on. What? I didn't know you left the whole school. Come on. You're the only cat I know that I can relate to. I just
stole some shit.
He stole a fat ass iPad.
I stole
couple of bitches.
I stole 40 of them bitches.
Oh, hell no. He said, yeah, I got another major. That's amazing.
I had one homie who was buying them bitches for $300 flat. Off rip.
Those are no name, bro.
I'm not gonna say that. I don't even talk to him no more. I don't even talk to him no more. But that nigga was, I'm talking about every day he's like, oh, you got another? I'm like, yeah, he's like, come on. Come on, I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I went to school one day, I'm like, look, I told my man, I'm like, nigga, I'm finna take like 20 of these motherfuckers.
Oh,
yeah. I'm like, he is chopping, bro.
Hell yeah.
My man was like, fuck it, I'm with it. I'm like, cool. Man, bro, I'm all right. I'm okay. We went, it was me, him, and one other my homies, and this other nigga that snitched on us. But we had got a few.
Oh, greedy man, man. Yeah,
we had got a few.
Hey, greedy man in the jail cell crying like a bitch, bro.
That nigga snitched on me.
But we all in the cell. I'm on this cell, they in this cell. Hey, we on this cell, like bro. All in the cell, but we all in the hallway together. I can see them. So we talked to the gate. I'm on there talking like, did it, man. How come you got it? He said, I don't know, man. I did call your mama. He said, yeah. I said, damn.
Yeah.
You think of the whooping. while we talking, I hear it. Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, we were in the interrogation room. That's where we was at.
Oh, we were in the interrogation room. Yeah,
we heard him through the wall.
Yeah, oh, no. This man
was like,
huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, is that you?
This man missed a puff in the bitch.
He's like, hell no. I'm like, I go to the other wall. I'm like, hey, that's you. He like, no. I'm like, why is this nigga in here crying?
I go to the wall. I'm like, hey. Hey,
Greedy. What?
Leave me alone.
That
nigga was so scared.
He was so fucking terrified, but he snitched.
He snitched. He definitely snitched.
As soon as they grabbed his man, he did not come back to the cell.
He said JJ did it.
Oh, hell no.
I heard him. He said JJ did it. It wasn't me. It was JJ.
Oh, bro. Damn.
Like, nigga, I just put you on this. And right before that, nigga, I had put him on this thing for $250,000. Cash. Cash, nigga. Cash.
Bro, is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, he's lucky. I won't say anything more than that, but he lucky.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, I was like, you know, it is what it is. I just let him be. I thought about it like...
I ain't worth it.
It really wasn't. That's why I was like, you know, it's whatever.
Right.
100%. I'll always be better off than he will.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, just because of his mentality for shit like that.
Right.
I just put you on a stain, nigga.
Right. Like, and you couldn't even hold it down. Like, come on.
And this was... We had just got caught with what? Like, two or three iPads?
Bro, we got caught. We got caught, like, three iPads. I had so many stashed at my crib.
I had so many at my house, bro.
So many. Oh my god. The funny thing is, we're in the cafeteria. They come to the cafeteria. They grab our hood, walk up the stairs.
Oh, god.
Oh no!
So I got the fuck up out of there. Hey, JJ, man, can y'all come here?
Right.
I'm like, whoa. I look at Mammy, I'm new. I'm like, nah.
Oh, my mom, like, we finna run. We didn't run. It's too hard, mom, behind.
I'm oh, like, hell no. I'm like, you booked
fuck.
It?
I looked down the hallway. I saw the police. I'm like,
looking around like, we finna run.
I'm like, damn, man, we can't even go nowhere. I'm like, we can't even run. I'm like, there's nowhere to go.
Type shit.
You
don't
pass the office.
Right?
The police
got. Oh, God. We didn't even talk in the office.
They walked up to me. That bitch. Where we going?
We walked straight outside.
Right outside for the back of the cop car, man.
I was like, damn, what the fuck?
We all in the cell waiting for Tico to get grabbed again. Interrogated.
Oh.
I'm like, don't snitch nobody.
Right.
Don't say shit.
Right.
Okay. That thing, you know, as soon as they grab folks. JJ did it.
We heard them. I'm like, whoa. Like, nigga, we all in the cell. I'm like... I'm looking around like I know this nigga did not just say this like this loud. I'm like, bro, you hear this shit, bro?
Bro, they let it all out to say, but JJ, bro.
Like, dude, I can hear him through the interrogation walls. I can hear him. You know what I'm saying? They make the walls thin so y'all can hear each other. You know what I'm saying? For a reason.
I'm not so.
They want to hear y'all telling each other, like, oh, look, your friend said this. No. They do that for a reason. Yeah. They came right in the room. It's what's in them, what?
Yeah, I can go.
They say, yeah, we let him go. We let him. Whoa.
All right, shit, real quick. JJ Man. Give me a story, you guys. Craziest in school stories or shit. Like
the big ass fight.
Like most fuck shit, though.
That big ass fight.
Yeah, the big ass fight.
No.
I'm talking.
Well, yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, getting kicked out. Kicked out. But there you go. Well, you guys ever been kicked out?
I've been self-contained. I ain't never been kicked out.
Nah.
Other than that iPad shit.
Alright, well, I got 40 stories.
Like, we got in school and shit like that.
Yeah, I got 40-ass story, bro.
That big-ass fight we had.
Yeah, bro, that shit's intense. I got 41 to back it up. It ain't intense, but it's some funny shit.
Funny.
Shit, I can do a little bit of both. A little bit of both, you feel me? Basically, bro, I was at Elk Grove. I was a fucking freshman. I had this brand new gym teacher. She was 21. Her ass is wearing yoga pants, everything. Yeah, I'll build up to it. You feel me?
My teachers.
It's shit. I wanted to. I tried. But... So literally at this point, she's 21, bro. I'm in like the swimming unit and shit. Like, you feel me? So at this point, I got like my gym, bro. I was mixed with like seniors and all that mixed shit. Yeah,
for swim class. Right.
So I had two seniors in my class, bro, that were dead ass. They're like, "Hey, yo, Vince," because I always fuck with all the older cats.
Yeah,
bro. I'm talking to the older cats. They're like, "Hey, yo, Vince." I'm like, "What's good, bro?" They're like, "Yeah, our gym teacher, bro. We ran an Eiffel Tower on her ass. We ran a full train." I'm like, "What? No way. Let me see that shit." Literally, bro, homie showed me videos, everything. They went to her lake house and everything. Damn. Bro, yeah. So I'm thinking I got shit sweet. I'm thinking I got a chance. Right.
Like,
I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I think it's just sweet. Like I can make some moves. I can make it happen. So we get in the swimming unit and shit. Her ass wearing black yoga pants, a white shirt, ass, and like she's still kind of like trying to flirt and everything. So I'm thinking shit's cool. She's like, "All right, I'm taking attendance." And I told her, looked at Denny, I'm like, "I'm going to push you in the swimming pool. This ain't no joke. I'm going to push you in the swimming pool." She's like, "Nah, Vince, you're a kidder. Da-da-da-da-da, you're joking." I'm like, "Nah, I'm going to push you in the swimming pool. This ain't no joke." And I keep saying that to her. So she takes attendance. Bro, one homie swims across. She's like, "All right, I'm done with attendance." Homie swims across. He's like, "Hey, look at me." She turns around, bro. Big ass bent over, bro. I run up behind, push her in that bitch, bro. She busts out titties, and she had no bra. Like, titties, everything. Like, she's playing it off. Like, "Yeah, Vince, you're a kidder, da-da-da-da-da." And then sends me to the office. I expected that shit, bro. I go in the office, and at this point, bro, I'm sitting in that bitch for, like, an hour. Her ass comes in, still titties kind of hanging out and everything, you feel me? And she's, like, crying bloody murder, bro. Like, it was, like, some straight,
right, like you assaulted
her,
right,
bro. So, at this point, I'm sitting there with the detective and shit for the school, and then, like, my counselor, and there's, like, "Yeah, Vince, this is very serious. You, like, this isn't cool."
Trying to scare
you. Yeah, right, yeah, right. Like, this isn't funny.
You can go to jail for 10 years. Yeah, like, bitch, I'm 14.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm 14, bro.
Bitch, call my mom.
Hey, like, what the fuck? I punched
right
one person. Like,
right
what
there.
The fuck?
Man, right there. Call my mama right there.
So, oh, God.
Yeah, dude, so I'm sitting in there with the detective. My counselor's like, "Yeah, Vince, this is serious. We're about to call your mom." And not to mention, this first part, though, you gotta be specific.
In the office. You were in the office.
But, like, what
with
part?
The detectives. And she was saying, like, you, like, assaulted her, basically.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah, sorry about the technical fucking difficulties.
No, you're good. Actually, really quick. This is yours?
Yes.
Hey, what the fuck is that? Could you be a legend,
you vape?
Please, bro?
Yes. Oh,
could
God,
you please
Brandon.
Open the fridge and in the bottom left drawer,
like,
and if not the bottom left, the right, grab me a beer, and
yeah,
I got you another dab. You were right the first time.
Here, smell it before I put the cap on.
All the way down,
just smells fire.
Left
yeah,
drawer, if
yeah,
not
yeah,
that
yeah.
one, then the right one, bro. Whichever
it
one you find the beer.
The one thing that I do like a lot better, I'm not going to lie, it's like, you know, like when you're done smoking a cigarette, you need to like drink something or have gum or like something.
Hey,
you know,
man,
it's like dries
you're
the
legend.
Shit out of your mouth.
You're a fucking
this shit
legend.
Don't do that.
I don't
yeah,
like
for
that
real.
Shit.
Thank you, bro.
Oh, but shout out Brandon. He's back now.
Yeah, right. On me.
He came and went.
I had to deal with some shit in the beginning.
Alright, so where was I at?
She was saying you assaulted her, kind
of. Oh my god, yes. So, boom, back. I fucking pushed this thick bitch, fine ass, new gym teacher in a swimming pool. I'm in the office and shit. I got the detective, my counselor, and homies. And then her ass comes through, bloody mirror, crying, screaming, like shit ain't sweet. And then she wants to say, oh yeah, he came at me for malicious intent, like to like hurt right. me type shit. And then after that, she's like, yeah, you know what? I want to sue him for damaging $120 yoga pants that I was wearing when he pushed me. So literally, Madman, when you were like, oh yeah, say that to my mama, exactly that. And then they were saying that to me, bro. I sat back, sitting good. I'm like, say that right to my mom when she come through. Say exactly those words. Boom, I'm sitting back, sitting good. They're like, this just ain't funny. I'm like, yeah, it's not funny until she comes through. So sure enough, she walks through that door. They tell her the same thing. Yeah, you got to pay $120, $130 worth of yoga pants from your son doing this. Fuck this bitch. Where's this dumb bitch at? Show me a receipt. I ain't paying nothing. Fuck her. This, that, the other. Nah, me, bro. It's at this point. But me and my mom get escorted off the fucking school. At this point, that was at Elk Grove. So at this point, Elk Grove is like, yeah, no, we're not dealing with you guys anymore. That's too extra. Because again, I'll be real. At the time, Elk Grove was like, that was like the fucking yuppie side at the time when I was younger. But now, bro, that shit straight heroin epidemic in that, no, I'm me in that
I've
area. You don't want to be, bro. I know all the cats out there, straight heroin epidemic. Yeah, but after that shit, bro, I transferred to Schaumburg. Obviously,
you
shit.
You went to Schaumburg, didn't you?
Yeah, we all went to Schaumburg. Yeah, bro. I'll be real.
Who else y'all know at Schaumburg? I might know a lot of people y'all know at Schaumburg.
Shit, I know Jay. Actually, I got Mike Muroff. Bro, that's a goofy cat. His eyes pretty bugging. Pretty bugging, bro. He kind of.
Nah, I don't know him.
He kind of looks like a pug, but like a grown ass, like a grown ass man with like the face of a pug, and like.
Folks on podcast. He's saying this shit in front of the whole world.
I mean, bro, I don't give a fuck.
That's that
hands,
man in black.
Yeah,
bro,
hands,
yeah, right? What the
on,
fuck?
I don't care. I'll say it. I'll back up everything I say. Shit, ain't nothing fancy.
They finna find a pug.
Yeah, bro. I met this man in high school. I was a junior. He was a senior. We were playing Bloody Knuckles. I'm talking with the quarter.
Oh,
you
yeah.
always remember that, right?
Yeah,
you spin
yeah.
that quarter. Yeah. All right. So we're doing that shit at the lunch table. I busted his shit so bad, and he's bleeding out, like gushing. He ripped me open once, but go figure. He got a little drop of my blood on the quarter, and I shot his shit back. I literally fractured one of his
damn.
Knuckles. Yeah, dude, I was really into that shit. I knew all the techniques. Fractured his shit. Yeah, dude, I fractured his shit. And then he had to go to the hospital 2 days later because he got an infection from that shit,
damn.
Bro. Yeah, bro. That's some goofy
y'all
shit.
Y'all know, you know Mike Filipiak? You know?
Yes, actually.
Connor Schwartz?
Yes. I don't know why I do, but I do. Go figure. I never thought their names would be brought up, but little did I know.
I've known Mike Filipiak since fourth grade.
Oh, really? Okay.
I've known him a long time.
Who else you know from there?
A lot of people. Who do y'all know there?
A lot of people.
I know a lot of people in Schaumburg.
Bro, I'll be wrong. I'm one of those homies, and I know you can relate. I don't know a lot of people, but a lot of people know me.
No, I know. I'm both. You're right. I know of a lot of
right,
people.
Right. There you go. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see a motherfucking eye, like, they look familiar as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
then you'll tell me their name, and I'm like, maybe. And then you'll be like, oh, remember this time? And I'm like, oh, shit, that's you. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
But
I'm one of them.
How many times the same thing happen when someone comes up to you, and they're like, oh, yeah, remember this?
A
this,
lot.
And that, and that, and that.
Bro, you
know, bro.
Yes.
I don't know who the fuck
bro,
you
I'm,
are, bro.
I'm telling you, bro.
Bro, we got so fucked up. We did this, that.
Look, you
no,
were,
dude,
look,
I don't know who
you'd
the
be surprised.
Fuck you
that happened to me one time when I was like, I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Dude, that's having you so
It was this
times.
One time, this dude told me, bro, with my homie Chante. What? Oh. My homie Shantae, she used to, she was dating this other chick before, bro. So we used to go to her house and have parties, all this other shit. This one dude, I don't know why, I used to see this nigga everywhere I've went, bro. I'm talking about everywhere. But it'll be like months at a time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll it's see him random. One time, and then I'll see him again like 2 months later. And every time I see him, he's like, bro, remember that big ass fight at Carolina Sounds? And I'm like, yeah, I remember the fight. And he's like, remember you were like the bodyguard, you put somebody through a wall? I'm like, whoa. I'm like, no. I'm like, you got the wrong JJ, bro. He's like, dude, your name's Jasper, your sister's name, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? No, bro. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, dude, you were with Shantae and this person. I'm like, oh, I was, but I'm like, I didn't put nobody through no wall, bro. I'm like, that's not me. I'm not no fucking bodyguard, bro. He's like, dude. He's like, I'm telling you, man. I'm like, dude, no, bro. I'm like, you were just too fucking drunk. I'm like, maybe it was you I put through a wall. Because I remember I grabbed somebody.
That's why you remember it so
I'm like, I didn't put nobody through a wall, but I slammed somebody. I'm like, I didn't put you through no wall. I'm like, I definitely slammed somebody.
Beat your ass. He was saying, that is you.
I would have beat the shit out of dude.
You put your ass back through that wall.
I slammed one motherfucker, and that's because they tried to hit Shantae, or they swung at Shantae or some shit. I'm what?
Slammed too.
Not slamming shit out of dude's ass.
Do a headbutt your ass, bro.
No. He did not headbutt me.
Bro, he had a fight started.
He tried to.
He came there bit close, not even a headbutt.
He tried to headbutt me.
Bro, then how did it start?
Did he get you?
That's what it is, no.
Bro, he hit it at
me. My man and them swear to God this dude headbutt me, bro. They love telling me what happened to me. Yes, he did. How are you going to tell me?
How that works?
How are you going to tell me he headbutted you? Okay. Okay, bro. You're right. I'm fucking clueless.
Bro,
he knocked me fucking unconscious, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Bro, I'm like, they ain't finna fight, dude. I'm damn.
He tried to. I saw it coming. I seen it.
You seen it, bro.
I seen that shit coming. I look at his ass. No. I moved. That's when Brittany slammed his ass. Damn, boy. My cousin was 9 months pregnant. Slammed this nigga on the table. I'm damn. No. I'm like, shit. I turn around, there's 40 niggas fighting up. Whoa! Oh, whoa, what the fuck just happened? Bro, oh, what the fuck?
Bro, man, he fucked
I see dude. Him fighting. Whoa, what
bro,
the
we
fuck?
We in a big ass circle. We in a circle. We gotta get out this bitch. Mask dude grabbing my hood, slamming. Boom. Oh, God, damn.
It's like four of us. We surrounded by like 60 niggas.
Oh,
wow.
Bro, so are you fighting what one the dude, fuck? Two more come up.
Oh, you so want to know?
I'm a him. I'm a run. I'm a run. I hit somebody, I run, turn around, I trip, smack the table, boom, shatter my hand, right. I get stomped out.
I didn't run shit, I stayed there and fought.
Boy, I had no choice but to fight.
There's so many people to fight,
we was hitting bitches and all, we was surrounded but that bad, we was like, fuck that,
you're
not with us, we know who's with us, right. We know who is who. If you're not with us, I'm knocking your ass out.
Simple. I'm not
it's that simple. It's that simple. And we just went from there.
We all scattered out. We trying to get back to each other. Like we just scared.
Only motherfucker I was next to was Nana.
You pulled some fucking battle royale shit there, huh?
Yeah. That was it. And then after that,
knock everyone out, regroup, and get the fuck out.
And it wasn't no even get out. It was two motherfuckers that got arrested. Me and Janice. That's my fucking sister. It's 100 motherfuckers fighting. Me and her get arrested. Bro, everybody else is gone. Everybody else. That's because I didn't run, though. I sat there.
Off and look at my hand. Hey, why your hand bleed? I said, man, I failed.
Handcuffs, police station. I see man at the pole. I'm damn.
My shit wrapped up. I'm damn. I'm rematch. Fuck that.
It was a good day. Right after school, it was 100 niggas. I'm damn.
I'm like, where was y'all that we got jumped?
I'm like, these niggas finna stab us, bro.
You're right. Type
they
shit.
At the bus stop. As soon as we get off the bus, there's 100 niggas. I'm damn.
They got baseball.
I mean, I'm finna get off at the next stop. Oh, no. I'm going to the next stop.
Dude on my stop with a big ass 2x4 in his
hand. Just go to the next stop. We'll get off at the next
bro,
stop.
Bro, that's some Warriors type shit, bro.
I ain't even on the bus today. Go to the next stop.
Right.
I'll walk around.
I stay home,
sir. You know what I'm saying? I will walk clean the fuck around today.
Blue.
As soon as I step off the bus, y'all gonna slam my little ass. No. Not gonna happen.
Boy, driver gonna drive off.
Drop me off at McDonald's. I will walk.
Ray dropped him out next block, right? I just seen everybody, all the black people, like, well, yeah, I said,
y'all niggas late as hell. That shit was 7 hours ago, you weak fucks. Weren't nobody outside. My brother was there, though. That was funny. I didn't even call that nigga. I come outside. He, what the fuck? I'm, whoa, what the fuck is you doing there? What the fuck is he doing?
Bro, as soon as the fight was
people, I heard you got jumped. I'm, whoa. I'm, nigga, the fight just happened 30 seconds ago. That nigga already outside. I'm, what the fuck? He like, bro, everybody Robbie called this, me.
They,
heard
you got jumped. I said, yeah, man, my hand fucked up.
Hey, Robbie called me. I'm y'all niggas was teed. It was a good days.
We had that was
our sophomore year, bro. That was 10 years ago. That was 10 years ago. That was our sophomore year. That's fucking scary. That's fucking scary. Dude, how much do these things cost?
Not much at all.
Yeah, I need to. Let me buy these from you.
I need them in all.
Dude, you can go to like Home Depot and get like all three different sizes for like $15.
Okay.
Oh,
cool.
My
God. I just need one for this.
I mean, shit, you can buy like two of those for like less than $10 probably.
Then, yeah, I think they are at Walmart too.
Yeah, but fuck Walmart.
Like $4 or some shit.
I don't buy tools from Walmart, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, this cat high as hell, man. Look how
you look. I don't actually, yeah. Fuck, dude, any tools I've ever had from Walmart are broke, dude. I'll go to screw like a screwdriver and that fucking hole, the whole head of it will just snap.
Yeah, this shit's stuck again.
Fuck that.
I mean, what the fuck going on here?
This shit is stuck again. Like, I can't screw it. I can't screw it on all the way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Stop breaking shit.
It's gonna start breaking shit.
How you liking that thing, though?
What?
That.
It's great. It gets versus, me super high.
Versus like the little carts.
I mean,
if it was easier to like open up and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely this. Jesus Christ.
They do have other like setups and shit, you know, we can buy. That.
Where the fuck did Vince go?
Oh, only 9:40.
I have no fucking clue.
I thought it was like 12 o'clock, bro.
That's early as fuck, so.
Yeah, it is. Let me finally get up on it a little bit.
I'll be up till like fucking 1 or 2 no matter what.
Oh, cool. You gonna have one war zone?
The fuck yeah.
Okay, well,
you gonna let me down, JJ?
Nah, we'll win this time, but we're gonna get up out of here to tell us, man. It was nice.
No, Vince is gonna let us both down because he's not even
gonna. Oh my god, here. I'll be real. Yeah, you're not wrong. I'm not going to. Because I'm going to fucking dab out retarded and eat some good food.
We'll see.